How much I praise the Lord that they have cared for me again. I know that whenever they have cared for me, but did not have the opportunity to help me, it is not that I have ever been in need, because I have learned to be content with what I have. I know how to live with almost nothing or with everything I need. I have learned the secret of living in any situation with a full stomach or an empty stomach, with a lot or with a little, because I can do everything through Christ who gives me the strength. Today, I want to address you with a few short words in this devotional. Today, we close the series, Letters from Prison. There will be much more to talk about, because the Bible is this and is the manual that the Lord has left us to learn to live. In the different seasons and situations that arise in life, we must learn to live. We must learn to enjoy each season that comes our way, because usually we can have a moment of happiness, but that does not mean that we are taking advantage of the time, or if we are enjoying it to the fullest. We have many mental habits that are incorrect, many motivations in the heart that are not correct. We open our eyes and our senses to observe everything that is around us, and not always everything that is around us edifies, increases faith, makes us mature, or makes us grow. And we put aside that little filter of faith, and we see things from God's perspective to learn to receive and to keep what is good, what is lawful for you, what makes you grow, what has to build you up, and we let everything go by. That's why I know that only 17 minutes would not be enough, but it is my intention to be able to make and take you to an advice that touches your heart from God, and ask you please that you can also transmit it. You can communicate it to others. And it's not just about listening and saying, what beautiful words, I like them, but that you keep them in your heart and you can put it into practice. That's where the secret of moving forward, of growing, it's because we can shake our heads and say we agree and continue living as we think or believing and discard the advice. That's why today I want to end this series, Letters from Prison, with the word that has marked my heart a lot and has been turning me around all these days, watching the news, listening and realizing how desperate people are today. Every news I hear, it does not encourage us, but more and more it seems that it steals our faith and tries to dismotivate us and to take away the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Therefore, this word was spinning in me, and seeing it here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 10 to verse 13, the Apostle Paul ends up giving a verse that we usually repeat over and over again. But that comes as a result of the previous text. And you have to look it at all contexts. Everything I can do in Christ who strengthens me. Not to do anything, but it is an expression that Paul launches because he has learned. He has been processed so much in life that he has understood that there is a purpose in life. And that understanding each time and being able to take advantage of it, it has helped him to mature in faith. Paul gives and is a religious. And he said, before knowing the Lord, 100% I was religious. And he said, if anyone can boast of achieving things in his own strength, I am. And he begins to list things that he considered in his own strength. And he begins to list things that he considered were personal achievements, personal successes. The world could not applaud him, but he said, that is not what life is about. And therefore, every situation now in Christ has led me to understand the basic of important things of life, that there are things that deserve priority and that others do not. Now, there are things that are necessary, but they are not urgent and important. And how to learn to receive them and learn to enjoy each time, even the time in which I have to cry or as long as I have to laugh. He said, I am grateful because I have sent me an offering and you have helped me. Now that I am in prison, I want to praise what you have done for me in honor. And not because he is in need now, who is not going to be in need inside a prison. Paul did not have a satellite antenna inside his prison. He did not have a patio beach set in a jail, right? It is somewhat uncomfortable, but Paul said, I am not in need. And anyone who could see him at the moment in the conditions in which he was is going to say, but man, Paul, you are not in need. And Paul wanted to take people to get a little further. And what was materially absent at the time he was going through. And therefore he had said, have you ever been in need? Because I have learned to be happy with what I have. And this is wonderful. Now, expressing that I have learned to be happy does not mean that it was comfort to what I already had. It's that some might mean it's not that Paul particularly got used to being in jail and said no more from here. Therefore, he stopped dreaming. No, he kept watching. He kept dreaming. He kept preaching every more strongly. But he said, if I am going to live life depending on what is around me, I will not live it. I will live to work. I will live to grant myself those vanities that my heart wants. I will live for my desires and I will not live for God, because the true life is not in feeling good, but in learning to lead, to live, to enjoy, to walk in every space that God places in front of you. Therefore, he said, I have learned to be happy, joyful. He does not say, I have learned to be happy, because maybe at the time he was there, he did not give him happiness. But he said, I have joy because it is from the inside. And this is what I want to reach you. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And he was saying it here. In verse 12 of chapter 4 of Philippians, he says, I can live with almost nothing or with everything or what is necessary. I have learned the secret of living in any situation. And when I read this word, whether with a full or an empty stomach, with a lot or with little, because I can do everything in Christ who strengthens me. This word came to my heart, with which I wake up reflecting today. And this word is resilience. Because resilience has to do with being disciples of Christ. Here Paul is speaking clearly to us about this ability. Listen to me well. Not only the one who man has, but the one who has the Son of God, to learn from each process, to overcome and be victorious. But listen well, there is no willpower as the world wants to teach us, but strengthen in the one who is the giver of the life, the one who can overcome, the one who already conquered on the cross and told us, in the world you will have affliction, but trust me, I have conquered the world. That is, in the world you will have afflictions, but I give you the guarantee that if you are in me, I am in you. If you let yourself be guided, if you receive my advice, you are going to win as I won. I am giving you the guarantee, and the victory is achieved. But in this way, if you were to start a business, right? It's almost like if you were going to start a business and you want to be successful in that business, would you get together or start receiving advice from people who have nothing to do with what you are doing and who know absolutely nothing about what you're going to undertake? You will not, because the advice is not going to be of any use to you because they have no experience. But if you go and find someone who is already doing and has years doing what you are going to undertake and it has been super good, I assure you that you will want to be with that person and learn. Now, Some say, it's that life did not bring a manual to teach us to live. The manual is already there. What I can tell you is that we have tried to ignore the manual. And as good people, let me tell you that many times we try to experiment our own knowledge on how things are done. And when we are between a rock and a hard place, we turn to God, to His Word. And there our eyes are open, and we can realize that there was always a strategy. There was always the Word of God to give us wisdom, to be able to walk in each process, to be victorious. So resilience is the quality of being able to adapt to the changes that we constantly see in life, that is to over and to recover, to get up. Resilience is the answer to when we have a tragedy or the crisis visits us and moves us from the position in which we found ourselves. When changes alter the life we lead, and many times we do not allow us to continue forward, but you get stronger, you get up and overcome, that is resilience. We can talk, which is also resistance. Now, resistance does not mean that a person is not going to be affected by the situations that arise. Of course, yes, but he will find the strength to overcome that situation. We are in times where this world becomes urgent. It becomes necessary, and the world is speaking it, and it is managing it. The problem is that the world is using it in order to encourage the ego, to show people that they are strong in themselves. But in the end, we will have the same results. Results with tragic consequences, because man alone cannot. We alone cannot. I can change the willpower, of course, but at some point, you will be stressed. What you resist for years in the blink of an eye will break, because the willpower of man at some point is going to break for some impression, some news, or something that we receive, unfortunately, because it is not a strong foundation. That is why one of the wisest men that has ever existed, and that was Solomon, he expressed it in some way when speaking to us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, from 5 to 6, telling us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your access Him. In all your ways, accept Him. And He will direct those ways. He said, there is a great flaw in the man in thinking that resilience depends on having a good attitude and a good motivation and a strong will, right? Firm. But it does not depend on that. True resilience has to do with the ability to accommodate to changes and to take advantage of them, because we know where those changes come from and that they come with a definite purpose. Because by being in God and trusting in the Lord, we understand that these changes are necessary, and we are not resisting to the point that in any time we can break. But now His strength is in me. It is He in me, because let's face it, we all have a degree of weakness. Of course, whoever tells me that he is strong and that he has no weakness is a liar. There must be some area of your life in which we are weak. And being resilient does not mean mentally programming ourselves and thinking, I can do everything, I will not fail, because it could happen to us. Like when we were little, that they sent us to the store, we kept repeating what we had to buy. And when we got to the point, when we got to the store, we forgot completely, and we ended up taking what was not. When we are weak, we are going to fail. Everything that human being does always has a margin of error. Nothing man-made is 100% perfection, because in himself, man is weak. We have faults. How can we be good in some areas? We can fail in others, and the Apostle Paul had understood it. He expressed it and said, I can do everything in Christ who strengthens me, because being in Him, I can understand life. Being in God, I can understand the purpose for which I was created. Only being in Him, I could understand that in my own strength, I was going to fail, that my willpower at some point was going to break, that there was nothing inside me stronger than me that was going to defeat me. That could be a habit, that could be a sin or a situation, and that only in Him I could find the solution, the answer, the great victory, not because I won, but because I trusted Him who won for me. Then I recognized my weakness, because when I am weak, when I recognize my limitations, when I recognize that I am weak, so I allow Him to work in my life. There is a great ego, there is a bad motivation of the human being in thinking that we need to eliminate God from the equation of life and consider ourselves super powerful. But in the end, my beloved friends, the human being is matter. And as matter, at some point, everything that is matter disarms, falls apart, falls. What builds you, if it does not have a good foundation, the tragedy will be great. For that Paul came to the end of everything and said, the true resilience is in knowing in whom I remain, in whom I trust is someone greater than me, the creator of the heavens and the earth, that is the owner of life, and that He is the only one who promises to be with me all days until the end of the world. That's why, my beloved friends, it is important to learn to trust, to rest in the Lord, and to understand that apart from Him, we can do nothing. I can give you 7 important points to close this series that will help you to stay. They will help you to understand that there is always a purpose, and that in the face of life changes and complicated moments, there is always hope. There is always an opportunity. And it's God's excuse to get you out of that comfort and take you to something else that you have not been able to see. The first step, when we are in the Lord, learn that there are things in our mind that we have to let go. Let go of the past and move on to what is in front of you. Understand that today's situation does not define you. You are not defined because you were born without money. You are not defined because you were born with money. You are not defined because you have an identity, because you are in the Lord and you depend on Him. Our life belongs to God. And as long as a man does not recognize it, he will not be able to get out of it ever. Then first, change the way of thinking. How to change it? When you fill your mind with the words of God, learn to listen to the advice of God and abort or remove from your life. Give up those thoughts that do not edify, that limit you, and that they do not let you grow in faith in the Lord. Second, you have to change is the way you speak, because the Bible says we are going to give an account to God of what comes out of our mouth. The power of life and the death are on the tongue. And many times what we confess, we are going to believe, and in that way we are going to live. So take a good look at what comes out of your mouth and changes in the way what you are going to talk about. Third, learn to develop patience. The test produces patience, and patience is knowing how to wait without losing your calm. When you calm and you learn to wait, you can see what is desperation. You can never have seen to be resilient. You need to see the exit in the middle of the complicated situation. But for that, you need patience. Fourth, you need self-control to learn to establish yourself in faith in Christ, and to say no when you have to say no. Say yes when you have to say yes. Self-control is important to be able to have discipline. What you are going to start, you are going to finish. Whatever happens, because it is in the order from God, you are obedient, and you know that the one who is with you is greater than the one who is against you. Fifth, that in your life, there is the ability to forgive. You have forgiveness of that love of God in your life. You have forgiveness, that daily living, so that you do not carry on your back, do not carry in your head or your heart or on the shoulders a weight that God has not placed yet. Living means letting go, free, walking with freedom, but only in the perfect love that is God. Can you move forward and walk in that forgiveness? And step 6, surround yourself with the right people. Surround yourself with those who bring good news and who help you grow in faith. And finally, separated from God, which is the first step, but I want to round it up there. Separated from God, we can do nothing. Focus on growing faith in Christ more than other things. It should be your priority. And this way we close this series, Letters from Prison, with this word, resilience. Today more than ever, we need to say, I can do everything in Christ who strengthens me. Father, thank you for your words, because we took a few more minutes, but I know they have been necessary in order to understand what you have for us. I pray for each person who receives this word so that they remain firm in you. You can see that victory, because what happens to the children of God is not by chance. You have everything calculated. Help us to have that peace, that tranquility, and that faith to be in you, to know that you have control and that nothing gets out of your control. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.